From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says world powers should find a way to restart stalled talks on North Korea's nuclear program, even if Pyongyang negotiators are not present. Those talks involving North Korea, South Korea, the United States, China, Japan, and Russia started in 2003. The North walked out in 2009, frustrated at world powers who had imposed sanctions following a rocket test by Pyongyang. A top British government investigator released a report on Thursday in which he said Russian President Vladimir Putin more than likely personally approved the assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy turned dissident who was exiled in Britain after publicly criticizing Putin. British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We must now read the report in its entirety and take everything into account, but be in no doubt, this shocking event was reacted to years ago when it happened, and we're toughening our action again today.
In Moscow, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said they regret that a purely criminal case had been politicized and affected bilateral relations with Britain. The militant group Al-Shabaab says its gunmen attacked a popular seaside resort in the Somali capital, killing at least 20. This eyewitness says attackers started shooting from the seaside, and then a huge explosion erupted at the gate of the restaurant. He saw many people, he said, lying on the ground and crying for help. A top Somali intelligence official tells VOA security forces were able to capture the gunman's leader. This is VOA News.